Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We welcome back 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we got our good friend Ed Kopp back on the show. Ed is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back many years, and he is one of our top management experts in the Brain Trust, specializing in partnerships and family-owned businesses. He sees a lot of really beautiful management out there and a lot of really ugly stuff, too, at the same time. Maybe even in the same companies. He's the co-founder of BMC Associates. His partner is our other buddy, David Gage, and he's our good friend, Ed Kopp. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. It's good to be back here, as always.
Always a pleasure to have you back. How many times have you walked into a business, Ed, and you said, man, these people have really got their cornflakes together? And then you do an about-face, and you say, I can't believe they just did that.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. It's fortunately, it often looks better from the outside than from the inside. And, and even when you get on the inside and things are not 100%, you still can make your business work pretty well.
Sort of like that old thing about you don't want to see sausages made, right?
No, that's exactly right. Actually, that makes me think about the old thing about how you don't want to see how laws.
You don't want to see laws or sausages made. Both of them are pretty ugly in the formative stages, right?
Right, which makes me think about laws and elections and politics and all of that. You don't want to see how that's done either.
Right, it can be pretty ugly. I agree with that 100%. So as we, what kind of when we're making decisions as managers, talk to us about some of the things you've seen, some of the things that that especially lately. What's been on your mind?
Well, let me give you an analogy to what happens in elections, for example. One of the things I've been reading.
When you say elections, you mean the campaigns?
The campaigns, right. How do people, more people make more critical decisions in elections than anyplace else. Who am I going to vote for?
Right.
I've been reading a book called Thinking Fast and Slow by Daniel Kahneman, who won the Nobel Prize for trying to help us understand how people make decisions in economics.
Right.
And he was talking about something called the aura effect, where we look at someone or something, and it makes an impression on us, and then we draw all kinds of different unreasonable conclusions from what we saw. So
whether good or bad.
Right. Either way. And in politics, for example, you see someone up on a poster and they've got a good square chin and a good head of hair. And there's no question they're good looking.
Right.
But all of a sudden our brain, without our really thinking about it very much, reaches the conclusion, well, that must be a capable guy.
Yeah.
He, quote, looks presidential,
mm-hmm.
end quote, senatorial. She
mm-hmm.
looks senatorial. Or similarly, someone gives a really great speech. What's that tell us about whether they can make good decisions
right.
about foreign policy, about who to bring into the cabinet? Not very much. Well, we do the same sort of things as business owners and operators. Someone walks in for a job interview.
We do this all the time. This part all
that's
the time.
Good ability to it. Yeah, and we don't check ourselves. We don't think twice necessarily. It just bubbling from in our subconscious comes this idea, well, this person must be good. And we run with it sometimes, and that can be a very costly mistake.
I really encourage business owners when they're interviewing a prospective employee, I really encourage them to, before the person gets there, to say to themselves, I am not going to hire this person today. I don't care how much I like them. I'm going to make sure that I don't do anything until I speak to them a second time. If you come in at that from that standpoint, you won't feel any pressure to make a decision during that first interview.
That's right. And what Dan Kahneman says, he talks about this thinking fast and slow.
Right.
He says when you think fast, when you make that quick decision, it's often on your intuition, and that works a lot of the time. But on your critical decisions, it's not something that's thought through, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking slow, getting your brain working, doing the hard work of thinking it through, not just having it bubble up, that's when you make your really good decisions.
Right.
So you have to slow down, just
right.
like you're saying.
I like that. And that's the reason why I tell people, whenever you have a big decision, sleep on it.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought, Ed. Give us the website quickly, please.
It's www.bmcassociates.com.
.com. That's Ed Koff, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.